This is CliffCentral.com.
What up, everybody? How's it going? How's it going? First show, my name is Simba. Welcome to it. This is an interesting little segment that I've decided to call Random Musings with Simba. Everybody tuned in around the world. The tweets went out. Botswana, stand up. How you guys doing? Zim also put it out there. So good job to you guys. I have in studio Miss Rosie Mutene. How you doing, Rosie?
I'm fabulous, baby. How are you?
I'm well. I've also got Kim here. Kim, hey.
Hey.
Kim Janssen's in studio as well. And Mapumba.
Hey.
It's an international audience, an international panel. So we'd make it happen for you guys. Everybody's going to have a really good time. We're going to talk about marriage today. Now, just to point out,
I know.
I'm not even married, and I'm going to put it out there anyway. So we're going to talk about marriage, the different aspects of the whole institution of marriage. What's out there, who's getting married, who's not getting married, why they're not getting married, why they're getting married, good reasons, bad reasons, issues that may, come up within marriage as well. But before we do that, this is one of my songs that's close to my heart that has to play before we even get into the conversation. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Let's do it.
Bring it on.
Cameo. Single life. That's me. Very single. What up, everybody? It's Simba again. That was Cameo with Single Life. Welcome to Cliff Central, cliffcentral.com, for everybody tuning in online. So Kim's in the studio, Mapumba's here, and Rosie as well. And we are discussing marriage. First show on Cliff Central. I'm so excited, so happy. You can tweet us. Tweet me on Simba Mudereri. Mapumba?
At Mapumba Music.
At Mapumba Music. Kim?
At KimJ777.
KimJ777, and of course.
And I'm going to give you a double whammy at Waka Agency and at Princess RTM.
Princess RTM. So let us know your thoughts and views as we go through the program today. So much to talk about. I don't think we'll exhaust this topic today.
No.
I doubt it.
Not in one session.
Kim just mentioned it, like, yo, guys, there's so much to talk about. It's not going to be done today. Maybe we need like a month and a half or two of conversation.
Maybe
even longer than that as well. All right, cool. Let's just get into it, guys. Let's talk about the whole marriage thing. Now, there's no definitive answers to the discussion at hand.
Correct.
Right? So let's talk pressure for starters, because I know I'm, in the 30s. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad have gone ahead and said, yo, so, hint, what's happening? Like, is there a girlfriend in the mix? You know, like, who do we meet? When are we meeting so-and-so? How's pressure? I mean, let's talk pressure in terms of both guys and girls, because I think guys have it less, have it easier. Sorry, guys have it easier than the ladies do, because the ladies are always told, your biological clock is ticking. Do you have any maybe examples? Did you ever go through that? Kim, you're married, so let's talk about you for now.
Yeah.
How long ago did you get married?
I got married almost 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Yeah. I must admit, I didn't have the pressure because I never planned on getting married so young.
Okay.
So for me, it was slightly different. I had everybody going, but you're so young.
Yeah.
Why would you want to get married now? And it was the right person. We were in the right frame of mind. Mm-hmm. We were in the right space. And we did it for the right reasons.
How do you know you're in the right space or the right frame of mind?
I think it's subjective for every single person.
Mm.
But one bit of advice that I've learned that I tell people as well is never marry the person that you can live with. Marry the person you can't live without.
Whoa. Okay.
That's the defining factor.
Okay.
I think.
Because I think, Jansen, are you hearing this?
Because I think, Simba, and I think you guys will agree, there are so many people we're compatible with.
Right.
There really are. There are people and you go like, wow, there's a spark here.
Mm.
But there's that one person that you know. Can I wake up in the morning knowing that he or she's not mine?
Right.
And that's the person.
How
that
long
you know.
Does that process take?
It didn't take long.
For you?
For me,
but
for me personally.
Right?
It's different for every single person, for neither of us.
Mm.
I mean, I think it was 2 weeks into us kind of courting each other that he said, you're the woman I'm going to marry.
Right.
You know, and then only 2 years ago did he send me, or did he show me his one of his diary inserts that he wrote 3 years before we even started dating.
Wow.
And the person he described was me. So,
wow.
So, yeah.
But see, that's rare because then you've got two people who are coming in who have got a game, not a game plan, but you were sure of each yourself.
Of ourselves, as individuals. Yeah, exactly.
So as an individual, you have to be sure of who you are before you even consider or think about bringing somebody else into your life.
Exactly.
Precisely.
So that's a definite.
Yes.
That's a definite, which actually also kills the idea of time, of as to when you have to do it.
Because then, you know, it depends with your pace in life.
Yeah.
At what level you are at, both psychologically and all other stuff, you know, money aspect of it and so, social. So, yeah.
You could be 18 and you could have this idea and you feel you're ready. If you feel you're ready, are you ready? That's a difficult one for me, I think.
Yeah. You know what? If you feel you're ready, then you definitely are. But if you feel you're ready because society are telling you, or you've been living with him for a long time. I mean, I dated a man many years ago that at one point I was like, no, we're going to get married. And then one day I was like, wait a minute, I'm not feeling it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And he was the same. You know what I mean? So that's when we got to that point and we separated.
Yeah.
But I think it's also people need to be honest with themselves.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, we live in this fast-paced, fake, crazy world that, you know, you're talking about the age thing with marriage.
Mm.
I'm 40 and people are like, ah, shem.
40,
who's going to want you now?
And that's so sad.
Are you barren? You know what I mean? It's all of these different things. And right. It's like, well, why do you have to prescribe to, by the time of 30, you've got to have 3.5 children driving this car? It's, you know, all of these different things. Finding the right man, whether you love him or not, but you just settle. Find someone, settle.
Settle is another thing I was actually going to get into, because there is the, some people call it a mistake for just settling for your next relationship, as in that's the person I'm going to marry, or that's the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, whether it be married or not. Because we're talking about marriage, yes, but do you necessarily, in this day and age, need to get married? There's so many things that are going on in this day and age. We've got a caller coming in. Tammy's on the line, and she wants to get involved in this conversation. So let's have this conversation. Tammy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm okay. And yourself?
100%. Boss, what's the story? What's your take on this first bit that we've spoken about?
Well, I'm more interested in the lady who was saying that the husband knew about her before she came into his life. That's pretty interesting.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to Kim. Kim, do you have a question for her though?
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm in a similar situation where for the past forever, I've been having this thing for this person.
Yeah.
And then now this person is in my life, but then moving forward is a bit scary.
It's a bit scary for you.
Yeah, and her, because now I'm saying to her that, hey, I've had a crush on you before I even met you. That makes me look like a psychopath.
No, you're not a stalker. I'm not going to lie. I was 14 when I met my now husband, and he was 20. And I had a high school crush on him, and he never knew. So you're not stalking. Don't worry.
But no, I just feel like a psychopath. So what advice can you give me?
Well, I think if you've already admitted it to her and she's open to the idea, don't allow fear to stop what could be, you know, the best decision of your life. You'll never know unless you try. And if you both are in the same space, rather take the chance and say, let's have this relationship and see, can we make it work together, making sure that you are both whole as individuals. Then
okay,
spend the...
Sorry, what if she's not so open? She's still a bit scared.
Then you've got to give her time. Anything that's forced is not natural.
And talk.
Okay.
Exactly. Communicate all the time. And if it's because if she's not open because she's scared she's going to lose the friendship, then that's something you need to talk about as well.
Okay. No, I do understand.
Cheers. Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Tammy. Much appreciated, buddy. If you do want to give us a call, 0861-555-189. 0861-555-189. Otherwise, you can actually tweet to @CliffCentral.com or go onto Facebook, Cliff Central, or the WeChat, which is Cliff Central as well. You can also either tweet or Facebook me, Simba Mudereri, or you can tweet or Facebook Mapumba, Kim, or Rosie with your questions or comments on today's conversation. So do give us a buzz if you feel like you want to have a bit of a say in this conversation as well. Now, we've spoken about the whether or not there's a right age. So we've gone with the too young. Is there a too old?
Never.
No.
There's never
Look
too old.
Look at Tina Turner.
But she's got those legs, though. So
I know. But, I mean, she was with her man. And yes, what the relationship with Ike Turner was really horrific and revolting.
Yeah.
But she did found a companion. And I mean, how long were they together? For over 30 years,
over
before,
30 years
they,
before, been,
before they got married, you know. And at the end of the day, it's also depending on where you are on spiritually and what marriage means to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if it means that you need to have that piece of paper signed, you can do it.
Right.
But you can be married to somebody and live with them. You know what I mean? Without actually having to go through the whole...
I think that's a common law practice as well, you know, by law.
Yeah.
For a certain amount of time, you become a common law wife or common law husband, actually.
Right.
So I think it's very sad if you look at yourself and say, I'm too old.
To get married.
Don't deprive yourself of that.
Okay. Let's move quickly along to another dynamic with regards to this conversation. Can one... I think maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it could be a mistake. Can one be too picky or choosy? Is there such a thing as being too picky or too choosy for the partner you want to have?
Yeah.
I think so.
If I say something, I'm going to be lambasted.
Rosie, we know you and we love you.
Because I think I am. I think I'm a little... I'm very choosy. I'm very picky.
There's nothing wrong, I think, with having high standards for who you are, but at the same time, don't go along and tick a box, because somebody's going to, it's the 80-20 principle. They might have 80%, and then you overlook that 80% for a minor 20%, and you don't want to do that.
Okay.
You know, so.
But that could add, I mean, when you are, in essence, too picky or choosy, your friends and your peers, and maybe even your parents will let you know that, guy, you're being, you know, a little too picky, a little too choosy.
Yeah, you know, to say that.
See, for me, that part of it now becomes even more pressure, because are you choosing it for social reasons?
Mm.
Are you choosing because that's how you feel? Or, like, this is actually how I feel about this person? Mm.
But then again, marriage is a social institution. I mean, you meet different people, of which one of them you're going to get attracted to.
True.
And eventually get married to, if you decide to get married.
But the marriage that I personally like to talk about is the marriage for yourself, like in the space where there's nobody else and it's just you and this person.
Mm. Okay.
That's where the decision comes from.
Okay.
And I think it's brave to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when everybody said to me, you're too young, and I was young at the time, I was 23. Mm-hmm. And, but it was brave to go along and say, but I know that this is right.
Okay.
But also, you know, but I mean, I've known Kim for many, many years, and you might have been 23, but you've always been a very mature for your age. So on a spiritual connection, on your career connection, on just relationships and communication, that I think that's very, very important, because there's some people that are 45 that are totally emotionally unattached. And they're like, hello, can you just say hello in the morning?
You're right.
I want to talk a little bit more now, because we are delving again deeper into the institution. With the increasing number of separations, divorces, just, you know, a lot of fights that go on within the married household.
Yeah.
How do people either commit for life to somebody that it's a different individual? You mentioned earlier, this is actually off air, and you said you need to have a space within you that will accept this other person for whoever they are.
And
how easy is that?
It's not easy. And I think, you know, and I think we were chatting about this, Rosie, as well, is I think people undervalue counseling before you get married. And how good it is for you. And I think also, Simba, to be honest with you, I think people are just too willing to walk away too easily. It's too easy to walk away.
Wow.
It's too easy.
So how... Because I'm thinking about this. There's a lot of people I know who've been in relationships, have gotten married, could have been after 6 months, could have been after 6 years of dating, gotten married, gone in within a year and a half of being married. Like the terrible twos, they say, within marriage, there's issues that have arisen now because you're now living together holistically.
Yeah.
How do you not get into the trap of figuring that this person is not right for me anymore just because you're going through a bad patch? Is that possible?
Sure. I think you have to look at the foundation initially.
Don't but also you gotta like somebody else said to me, who's been married for many, many years. In fact, they were married for about 30 years.
Yeah.
And she says every single week we had to reclaim our love.
Yes.
So we have date night.
Yes.
We flirt with each other. We check if we're okay with
each other.
So it's that communication. You know, you and Quintus are best friends.
Yes. Yes, we are. And we do. We do have date night. We make time for one another. And we have a vision for our marriage and our lives. We have a vision board. So that we know.
So vision boards are also within the marriage.
Absolutely. And a diary that we share with one another. You know, it's the friendship, just as you are continually changing.
Yeah.
Marriage does not, can become stagnant if, and you don't realize that, of course, your marriage is going to change because I'm an individual that changes.
Yeah.
Mm. So you need to be on the same place with one another.
So, you know what? This is more of a comment. You know, generally, people as we are, when it comes to relationships, that's where the laziness comes in, really.
Yes. Mm. It takes work.
So complacency and laziness will affect your marriage.
Yeah.
In a, big way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, a good number of us, you know, like even with your friends. I mean, we do that with your friends all the time.
Yeah.
You're very collected and very ready with, you know, in a meeting or whatever. And when you meet your buddies later on, you know, you're much more relaxed about how you're going to be, you know. So, yeah.
Got a message on WeChat. Nathan says, I love my girl, my woman. I want to marry her ASAP, but I'm so broke for a white wedding. I'm thinking of taking her to court. I don't think like as in sue her, but I think
just legalizing the process.
Just legalizing.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Do it.
Do it.
How important are white weddings?
So sure, yeah.
What, tell your story about your wedding.
Do tell, please.
Rosie, where do I start? I had the most beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
Quintus and I were not, our moms were not in the position to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We trusted and we believed and the money came. To be honest with you.
Yep.
And I think for every girl, and again, to the gentleman who wrote in, it's so wonderful that you love her the way that you do and you're ready to commit to her. And I think for me, if you're ready to make that commitment and money is an issue, if you're going to wait, you're going to wait for the rest of your life.
Mm.
So you can do something beautiful and small, take it to court, get it done, get a blessing over your marriage.
Yep.
But I had a certain ideal, and somehow just coming together and saying, look, this is what we want. Again, we put a vision board down for it. We wrote it down.
Mm.
And it somehow came together.
I'm going to steal that.
Yeah? Yeah.
Do it. I promise you.
Now,
it works.
See, with white weddings and the court process as well, you do also have pressure from families because they want white wedding for you.
Well, they should get involved then.
Yeah.
On the financial aspect of
Yes,
too.
If they want to get involved in telling you what to do, Rosie, yeah.
I
say
the thing is,
help.
I mean, I've got family and they're like, yes, well, we want the labolu, we want the white wedding or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, I want the love.
And this is the budget.
Yes.
And so when he comes along,
yes.
quite frankly, I'll do like a bit of a traditional just to appease my ancestors and my parents.
Mm.
But it's not about 350 people at the Ritz-Carlton.
Absolutely.
I would rather have that special moment where we're going to share our vows with each other and then go on a beautiful holiday or something, but also plan our beautiful life.
Exactly.
And it is.
Exactly.
I want to dance.
That's the point.
And I can dance to my iPod or I can dance to a big fancy DJ with 350 people who don't even want to be there, but they just want to be seen.
Bring
you know what I mean?
And I think that's where I think we made
you know what I mean?
And that's where we made a stand. That's where we made a stand.
Yeah.
We said, this is our wedding. This is who we're going to invite. We were very open with our parents. We had wonderful people who came along and blessed us and helped us out. So to the gentleman, maybe you've got some friends who can help you.
Totally. Yeah. That's what I was thinking as well. Like, you know, just call your buddies, call the people that are close in your life.
Yeah.
Let them be witnesses to your great moment.
Exactly.
Because that's what really matters, I think. Mm.
Exactly. I had friends who had a band and they said, well, we'll play at your wedding.
Awesome.
You know, so the little things like that.
I'm gonna do something that's probably in line with this white wedding and all of that stuff as well, and also aids within the conversation we had about the age factor as well. But before we do that, let's just make sure you get those numbers right again. If you're within South Africa, 0861-555-189, 0861-555-189. Give us a buzz, or send a tweet to @CliffCentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central, or you can tweet either myself, Simba, or Mapumba, or Kim, or Rosie, and let us know your thoughts and views on this particular topic. So, Jagged Edge, let's get married. We ain't getting any younger.
Nice
love
choice.
Love the song.
Enjoy.
We've been together a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I love you. And I want you to marry me.
Jagged Edge, let's get married, cliffcentral.com. I am loving this opportunity, guys. This is amazing. The comments we're getting online, on Twitter, on Facebook, Nathan came back again. This is the guy who loves his woman and wants to marry her ASAP. Are you sure it's about being broke or about the worry that you may actually find somebody else that you want to be with while you're married now? Because that's, again, that's another common occurrence.
Yeah.
And I say common because it is happening in this day and age. You get married to somebody or you're dating somebody, even within the dating realm, you're already thinking about the next best thing.
And isn't that sad? Because then you'll never give yourself the opportunity to reach fulfillment or optimize one relationship. It's like looking at an ice cream menu and saying, oh my God, I can't have the chocolate because I have no idea what the strawberry is going to taste like. You know? So it's like, it's a fear thing, yeah. I think. It's a FOMO thing.
Is it? Fear of missing out. So you're missing out on all the other girls or guys who are maybe looking better than the person you chose initially. And you think, I can do better.
But at the same time, Rosie, I'm sure you'll agree. You can't base marriage on looks, on sex. Mm. Yes, you need to have a physical attraction to the person.
Yep.
Yes, you need to have chemistry in the bedroom. But at the same time, again, the reason why there are hundreds of books is because these are things that can be worked on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also, what do you want? Do you want the sexy babe all your life? Or do you want love and to create beautiful memories?
Yes. Right.
Because the sexy babe could go, God forbid, you have an accident or we get old, we change.
And
so
we get
the
wrinkles.
Physical, we get wrinkles. So the physical features are going to definitely change. Mm. Where do you want to go in the future? What do you want to achieve in the next 10 to 15 years?
Yeah.
I want love. I want giggles. I want dancing in the rain, laughing until you're crying and actually need to run to the toilet. That's a nonsense. You know what I mean?
But that's an ideal, isn't it?
Mm.
Does ideal exist? You've been married 8 years.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you've got another 18 to go?
I think I've got another lifetime
another
to go.
Another lifetime to go.
To be quite honest with you, Simba, and it hasn't been a walk in the park.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. It hasn't been all roses.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through some difficult times. But again, we both came back and said, walking away is not an option.
Right.
It's not an option.
Now,
that was a conscious decision.
But that's another individual trait, I think. Like, if you have found somebody who shares the same mentality as yourself, you'll find it much easier to have that conversation.
But isn't that then the point?
Of marriage?
I think of any relationship. I believe personally it's a lifetime thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to make that lifetime commitment, then have somebody with the same ideals and values and somebody that's going to say to you, you know what? You're going through a rough time and I'm the one that's going to carry you.
Mm.
And when the roles switch, you say the same thing to them because it's going to happen. You're going to go through times where you go, why the hell did I marry you?
Mm.
I need to walk away now. But when you look at the greater vision that the two of you have and when you meditate on the good things and the things that you love about that person.
Yes.
And you realize that actually this is 20% of the nonsense that I need to deal with.
Yeah.
Then you'll stick it out because you know that 80% of it is so much better.
And you can handle that.
Yeah.
Mapumba, I'm sure you've been in relationships.
Well,
a bunch.
Yeah.
what is your take? What is your take on partnership? Because you're not married yet.
I'm not married. Yeah. You know, the thing is, I take on a lot of what Kim just said as well, but you know, at the same time, it takes a lot of it's about the person.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about the person. And when we put that on the table, I'm really all about say, if you need to get married, if that's what it means for you to do, do it. But if you don't need to do it, don't do it. That's just me where I'm at. So ultimately I'll say, well, I'll have to get married. Yes, ultimately it's nice, it's beautiful to have somebody to spend the rest of your life with.
Yes.
But am I going to get into it because there's social pressure or because I've, you know, I got enough money to blow out the party and get everybody in? No, that's not going to be the reason.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say for anybody out there to you really got to break down the reasons.
Yes.
And for me, the reason has to be something to just with the heart. And when the heart is speaking about marriage, then you go for it.
That's the heart doesn't get tired, but the mind does.
The mind does. So the mind's got all kinds of stuff in it. You know,
what happens when the mind decides to stray? What do you do then? Because the mind is always going to try and lead the heart astray.
But then you go back to the drawing board. Like as Kim said, there were times where they went through different struggles, and we've been through them in relationships. And I got to the point where I was actually, I don't want to fight this fight anymore because you're not the it person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the one that is going to be taking me into those memories.
Okay.
But you were different. You know, in their relationship, it was, what is that saying with the lid and the pot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys know that you fit. See, so fine, there was a bit of a rumble and things got a bit frayed, but it's fine.
Yeah.
The bigger picture is that they need to be together.
Yeah.
Which for me is about friendship, right?
Because
if you actually, a good friend, a friend that I know in my life is a good friend.
Yeah.
No, we could have actually a big moment now and just blow the room out and break everything out, but we know tomorrow to be fine. It's like, that's my buddy. It's all right. We're fam. We're good. We're heart. We're blood in the sense of saying we'll always be friends. The same thing goes with marriage, I think.
Yes.
If you find that person, when I find that woman, that's like, you know, you are in the space of just really being friends first, you know?
Yeah.
All of that, the mind will do what it has to do.
Okay.
And it will fall away and it will come back to the heart.
I agree with you. And I think marriage is not just beauty. There's an ugly side to marriage.
Mm.
Yeah. And I want to get into that because, again, I cannot speak from experience because I've not been married. But I've been in relationships where things have gone right and things have gone wrong.
Yeah.
And when things have gone wrong, there is either one person who's going to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm out. I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's probably a blessing in disguise. Yes. Somebody you don't want to be with for the rest of your life because they are going to leave you at some point.
And that's the thing, Simba. You want to be with somebody that's going to look past the ugliness.
Right.
And this is the thing about marriage is that you become so vulnerable. That person sees the worst in you as well. Hey, guys, I think that person sees the worst in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wake up in the morning and it's... You know, it's not what you see in the movies. Yeah. You've got to get up and go brush your teeth. You've got to put makeup on. You've got to shower, you know. And
but it's also, it's like somebody's dirty socks lying around.
Exactly.
And all these other, like, idiosyncrasies, which if you don't love the person, it's like,
Exactly. Then you walk away. And you know what, Simba? It comes back to what I said earlier. And I think what we based, one of the things we based our marriage on was, like that person said, there are so many people you're compatible with. There's so many great flavors of ice cream.
True.
But marry the person that you can't live without.
Mm.
So if you're going to have vanilla every day, have vanilla every day.
Make sure you love vanilla.
Make sure you love vanilla.
I'm a
or you love chocolate.
I'm a big fan of chocolate. I love chocolate. Chocolate's
love
an amazing
some chocolate.
Thing. But sometimes, you know, I'm
cappuccino.
Not
a bit of hazelnut and stuff. Now we're going the other way.
I like the fact that you actually come back to the point where, you know, if you love vanilla, then you find ways of making that vanilla feel good every other time.
Yeah, exactly. Add sprinkles to it.
Yeah, add sprinkles. You know, put some chocolate in it, but put in the vanilla. Don't go looking for chocolate only. So.
Exactly.
100%. We are going to play another track in just a little bit, and I think I want to play something from Dwelle in a little while. But first of all, very quick message.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
It's back, the Botswana Annual International Music Festival. It's all happening on Saturday, the 5th of September, 2015, in Gaborone. Featuring Mafikizolo, Kulichana, Japraza, Zeus, Charmer Girl, MMP Family, Eskimos, Crispin the Drummer, Lizibo, and many more, including me, Gareth Cliff. Get your tickets online at www.webtickets.co.bw. Join us. Let's go partying in Botswana, Saturday the 5th of September 2015. Make it a date. Don't be late.
CliffCentral.com.
What's not to love about you? That's Dwelle bringing us to 3:40 South African time. Or if you're listening across the world, wherever time it is over there, I'm pretty sure you're having fun anyway. Because it is the Waka family in the building, Mapumba, Kim, and Rosie in the mix talking about marriage. Now, Mapumba, somebody just wrote me and said, oh, you're with Pumba in studio. Simba and Pumba.
Yeah, I get that all the time. So I oink, oink. Moving along.
That's hilarious.
No, it's not Pumba. It's okay. Mapumba.
Yeah.
All right, you wanted to bring something back from earlier on with regards to age.
Yeah, you know, you just to throw it to the panel.
Yes.
talking about age difference and how it matters. Who you marry and what the age difference does. Mm. Or does it contribute to... Because a lot of people think about it in a way that, you know, the one is going to get older and then you're going to either fall out of sync.
Yeah. Mm.
But then again, thinking about it, really, it doesn't matter because if you are friends, you will be friends and you will find the best thing in the person.
But inevitably, when you're going to get older, you're going to look after each other.
Exactly.
You know, and I always throw in the notion that, God forbid something should happen, you might have to look after them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you love that person...
Yeah. Mm.
What difference does it make? I mean, obviously, you have to be legal and you have to be of sound mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you want to marry somebody that's 20 years your junior or senior, and if there's love,
and that's either sex,
pink
isn't
white,
it?
Yeah,
that's either sex.
Yeah, I think that comes back to what you said earlier, Rosie, as well, is when you said you have to be mentally on the same page.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with your age.
But some would beg to differ, though. Some would beg to differ with regards to your age helping aid your decisions. As a younger person, if you're 17, 18, now you're legal, you're able to get married, does that mean that your mindset is okay for somebody who's 45, 50?
No.
So where do you draw the line?
That's what. But when I'm in legal age, I'm not saying, okay, well, your birthday was tomorrow, you turn 18, okay, you can get married. No.
Yeah.
Maturity.
What do you want out of life? If you're 18, you want to get married because your husband said he's going to buy you a Louis Vuitton handbag, you're not ready.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or some Pradas.
Some would beg to differ on that one. But like, you know what? If he's going to pamper me for the rest of my life, I'm going to go there.
And that's a problem.
And then if
that's,
you can't?
Yeah.
You know what would be great, actually? I'm just going to like throw in there. Yes. Let there be another name for that, not marriage.
Mm. Okay, so what is that? It's just
call it something. Calling
gold
digging, I don't know. But you know, it should not be marriage. You know what I mean?
It's convenience for both sides.
Convenience is not marriage either.
Yeah.
No. Convenience is just like, you know, we're partnering up. I give, you know.
Your take on societal unhappiness with the age difference. Because a lot of our members of society do not like the fact that people get married with a 20, 30, 40 year age gap. It's all about, does she have money or does he have money? Do you reckon that there's any point that age gap is indeed true love?
Yeah.
Yes.
If somebody's 25 years old and the guy is 60, or the lady is 60 and the guy is 25.
I'll give an example. For example, Kim, like the way, just on the panel, Kim speaks very maturely.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I think from the way she speaks, she can relate to almost any man of any age and have a good conversation at any level.
Why, thank you.
So if she goes back into marriage, you can see, like, how old is your husband from us? Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
He's 36.
You see, right? So there is
the age difference doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, not that there's a big gap, but, you know, I can see you being, so what I mean, so I think the age is just really about the person.
But also, I think it's important within a relationship and within marriage is that you've got to have your own life.
Yes.
And then you've got to find that compromise together.
Yeah.
So if you're at 18, you're going from school to sitting in Sandton because your husband's going to give you money for the Louis Vuitton handbag, you're not providing growth for yourself.
Yeah. No.
Okay. But if you're going to be going and studying and creating your own career and doing stuff and doing and then figuring out what you're going to do together, then it can definitely work.
And I also think what's important is, because I know somebody who's 20 years younger than her husband and they have a beautiful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes to knowing, understanding where your partner's at.
Okay.
Like I said, I was 23 and I went through and I was like, oh, I want to go out clubbing. And my husband said, of course you do. I'm not past that. I'm past that. Because he was already 30.
Okay.
And he said, I'm not there, but I'll do it because I know you need to go through it and I know you want to. And it's like, so let's go.
I want to put you on the spot, Kim. I want to put you on the spot. I want to ask you some of the, give me two very difficult situations that you had within your marriage that caused you to either you sleep on the couch or him sleep on the couch.
Never slept on the couch.
Never. Neither of you.
Wow.
Never.
Beautiful.
And this is Kim being honest, by the way.
No, being totally honest, because we decided not to.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how angry we get with one another. Mm. We decided you don't sleep on the couch. You're not a pet that needs to be relegated somewhere.
Sorry.
It's as much your bedroom and your house and our home. Yeah. And you know what people forget when times get tough is that there's a certain intimacy with just lying next to your spouse that can bring healing, even though you turn around in a huff and
how
say,
deep
I'm not speaking.
Is Kim, though?
You know?
She surprises me every day.
Susie, I learned from you.
I think I'm 80% ready to get married now. Just after this conversation, I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
How big is your party going to be?
It's going to be huge. Walker's going to fund it.
Oh, all right. There we go.
Cliff Central, please hire
me. Oh, gosh.
Guys, what about maybe another 9 minutes to go before we actually wind down? I can't believe this hour's just flown by like this. But I did say, I want to give words of encouragement or advice or just support to those who are looking to get married, who are married already, and those who might be going through difficult times within the marriage.
Yeah.
I'm going to go you, Kim, first. Obviously, you've got more experience than any of us do at the moment.
Yeah.
But what do you reckon? What would you like to say to those who are married, who may be going through tough times, and are looking at, you know, splitting?
Yeah.
Good or bad? Do you reckon a split or a divorce is the way to go, or just sit down, talk things out, work it out, and see if we can move
on? Look, there are certain things, and I said to somebody, I'll never undermine difficult times, because people have said, what if the one person has an affair? And I know people who've recovered from it. I know people who couldn't recover from it. I know people who've been in abusive relationships, and I think at some point you need to draw the line, because remember, marriage needs both parties to want to make a change and want to make things work. So you really, I think one of the, you asked for advice, I think always get help. Don't undermine what help can bring, you know, and even your friends. I think sometimes people go, oh, he's talking to his buddies. I've realized that men can give some good advice and they are often not recognized for it. They help each other out and they say, listen, bud, you were really wrong. What you said to your wife, don't snap at her like that. Or a girlfriend will say, did you really have to be so harsh on your husband? So get advice, love and respect. Understand one another's love languages.
Yes.
And love her, gentlemen, and respect him. Respect him constantly. And what I loved, and I said this to another couple when I emceed at their wedding, I said, ladies, wives, never stop flirting with your husbands.
And with husbands.
With your husbands. And husbands, never stop dating your wives.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I want to go back to that help thing.
Yeah.
Because you spoke about how long you went into premarital counseling before you got married. And I want you to say it. I'm not even going to put it out there.
I think that it was one of the best pieces of advice that we were at a church, and the pastor said to us, you will come for counseling. And we went into premarital counseling for 8 months, even before he proposed. Because we loved one. And they said, you're not going to jump into this. Because people are jumping into marriage these days, and you need to understand why you want to do this. And it was week in, week out. And it wasn't just a half hour session. It was sometimes 3-4 hours. And it's in those sessions that we realized how much we needed to work on ourselves.
And that helped you get to know each other as well,
isn't
it?
Absolutely. And also what we needed to fix within ourselves. So that it wouldn't be damaging in the future.
Within your marriage, do you still go in for counseling every once in a while, or do you feel that the premarital counseling was enough?
I think the premarital counseling covered a lot, but there have been times where we've definitely gone to counselors for advice, and we've gone to friends for advice as well. We're very open to being accountable to people.
Okay. Yeah. Mapumba.
Wow.
Advice, help, support, encouragement. What have you got?
I think I just bounce off Kim's to say, just look within yourself. And then after you look within yourself, and you find the space within you that really makes the marriage with your partner. You can take it off from there on. And then after that, nothing wrong with a big party, nothing wrong with friends, nothing wrong with all of that, because you're cool. You know, you're already in the space that you understand that all of that is just adding flavor to the vanilla,
to the vanilla, or the chocolate, or the strawberry.
Yeah,
Rosie. What do you got?
For me, it's about honesty with yourself.
Yeah.
Because if I had gotten married in my 20s, I wasn't emotionally stable like Kim was.
Okay.
There would have been major problems if I decided to create that union. Because within my 30s, I went through a major journey of self discovery, which was beautiful. And so now moving into the 40s, yes, I'm still picky, but I'm not, because I've now believed in my standards, but it's not about just pushing everything away. So spend time alone with yourself. Career is important, but it's not everything. I think it's just honesty, you know, talking. We always on our cell phones, we're doing things, talk to each other.
I'm going to ask another question. Is there any such thing as being too caring or too loving so that somebody's like, you know what, I'm done, I can't do this? Any of you.
Well, caring to a fault.
Caring to a fault, but or loving to a fault.
You know, I don't think you can. That would be great. But it's where people use that he loved me too much that it borderlines on hurting me. So I love you so much, I just want to keep you to myself because I love you so much. No, that's
not love.
At all.
I think people can misconstrue what care is. You know, I care about you. That's why you can't see so and so and go out with your girlfriends because I care. No, that's not. You know.
Yeah, that's misuse of the word.
Of the word and of the situation. But you can never love somebody enough. I think
that's my thinking. I mean, I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, so. Me too.
Also, we don't say it enough. I mean, some of my friends are like, "Why do you always tell me that you love me?" I was like, "Because I do." It's not like
I want to have
a relationship to you. It's like I love you, and you must know that. Life is so short.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, indeed.
So, bottom line, everyone or every marriage is going to go invariably through a rough patch.
Absolutely.
At some point.
Absolutely.
And you need to work at it.
And people are going to hit on you, and they're going to hit on your spouse.
Know about those girls. We see you.
And you know what the thing is, Simba? Because we've even been through that.
Yeah.
And it's being open with one another. And then also just being firm enough within yourself to say, you know what? I'm flattered.
Yeah.
But I got some sugar at home. You know, so.
Yeah. So the sugar at home is much better than this
and the candorel outside.
Little treacle that's outside at the moment. Guys, you know, I think this has been an amazing discussion. I've learned a lot. I really have learned a lot. And I think the various listeners who are all over the globe, and I'm going to, this for me is for my family in Bots. This is for everyone in Botswana. I needed to do this for you guys. Because I love the country. It's home now. And you've raised me up to be who I am today, and I am now on Cliff Central doing what I'm doing and having fun.
Yay.
So guys, thank you so much for joining us. We've still got about 2.5 minutes. I want to just send a big shout outs. You got shout outs you want to send, I'm sure.
To all the single ladies, to all the men who cherish their wives.
Yeah.
Don't stop. You know, there's been a stage where love and appreciation has gone out of fashion, that it's all like degrading the woman and all of that. No.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the old fashioned way. Nothing wrong with telling her, giving her respect.
Old school loving.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the way to go.
I believe in the old school loving. Yeah. Nothing wrong with catering to your man. Yes. In the words of Destiny's Child. And nothing wrong with giving her the recognition and the love that she deserves. Mm-hmm. And a shout out to my husband.
Yes.
Who's listening and is already, he's been tweeting me. Thank you, love. And to my daughter.
Yeah, he's lucky you didn't have anything bad to say, so that's a good thing as well. Pumba, shout outs, bro.
Shout out to the continent, the whole of Africa, pretty much. You know, there's love on this continent. It's a place of heart.
Yeah.
But ultimately, to everybody out there, just really going in deep within themselves, finding the best and the best format and the best person that they are to be able to give themselves out to this world. You know,
indeed.
So yeah, be you. Be you.
Now I've got a couple of shout outs, but I just want to say to all those who are in marriages and committed relationships who are keeping it real within those relationships, big up too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Nope.
But the fact that you are actually making sure you pay attention to your one person and that one person alone, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Keep at it, keep doing it, and don't stray.
Yes,
because that's the start of bad things happening as
just
well.
Just for you, Simba.
Yes. So big shout out to Cliff Central. Thank you very much, guys. To my people at CCBB and Associates, good job. Thank you for tuning in. Zero tolerance. You guys are rock stars. Freedom Square, Botswana Massive, Zimbabwe, and of course South Africa. You guys have been amazing hosts and will continue to be for me for the long haul, I believe. So thank you very much for joining us today. This was Random Musings with Simba. Who knows? Maybe we'll bring the zone with Simba to Cliff Central as time progresses. Shut Down Jam, one of my favorite groups. This is the Foreign Exchange. They were in South Africa a little while ago, and hopefully they will come back really, really soon. I'm hoping that this one is dedicated to the girl of my dreams who hasn't shown herself. Maybe she has. She know who you are, and you're out there. This track is for you. Please dream of me at some point. Get down.
This is CliffCentral.com.